Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up the Spirit. I am pre-recording today, so if you are calling in, I'm very sorry, but I won't be able to take any callers today. But I have missed you guys. I was not able to be with you last week between some technical issues and some travel stuff and getting stuff together here in Lilydale. I missed you. So today is, let's see, we're at the end of February. So I did miss talking to you about my very favorite holiday here in February. Of course, I mean Half Price Chocolate Day. Sorry, that was terrible. I only have bad jokes, but I try. Anyway, with me as always is my very favorite co-host, Coffee. Best part of waking up is actually just being alive, but caffeination helps in that process. So I wanted to acknowledge some of our other Lilydale Blog Talk radio shows. For those of you who don't know, it does actually broadcast on blogtalkradio.com. Wake Up to Spirit is under the Lilydale Radio channel. And we have four other shows. We have Mondays with the Ghost Walk Guys, telling incredible stories about time here in Lilydale over the years. Of course, that is Ray Taff and Ron Skronsky, who run the ghost tours in the summer season. Those are not ghost hunts, by the way. They are historical walks and very, very, very fun. And you will leave with a whole lot of knowledge about all of the cool things and people that have participated in Lilydale over the years. Then on Tuesdays, we have Embracing Your Essence with Colleen Vanderzijden. And Wednesdays, we have two shows. We have Willa White in the mornings at 10 a.m. with Wednesdays with Willa. And in the evening, we have John White on Journey into the Light. And so all of those can be found on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm so happy to get a chance and just kind of check in. So I wanted to make sure that I told you that coming up like mid next month, we should be getting our catalog back from the printer with all of our summer season. Also, the Lilydale Assembly webpage will be changing over. The site that we have now will be kind of going away, but it'll be the same address, so no worries, okay? Just new format, new look. We're considering early spring cleaning, I guess. getting stuff in order. So, but you know, I'll be telling you also about some volunteer opportunities because there's always something to do. You can come and share and be part of the community, as it were. So, so we do have some great things that are coming up though for the spring. We would technically consider this preseason. However, when they were posted on the website, it was this time last year, which would have made it postseason. So, so if you go to the Lilydale Assembly site and you look under upcoming, and you go to, in the little drop-down menu, post-season workshops, that's where you're gonna find things. And by the way, make sure that you put in, if you're prompted, your email address, if you would like to receive a catalog in the mail, that will get mailed to you directly. Otherwise, of course, you know, the website is very good. So. But coming up in April, we have the incredible Judith Rochester. And she is teaching In the Presence of Spirit, which is about how to teach mediums. So if you are a professional and you are looking for tips on teaching, this is a good one. So consider that. And then that first weekend in May 1st through the 3rd, we have Sandra Taylor and Sharon Klingler, of course, of Hay House fame, both New York Times bestselling authors, which is incredible. And they will be teaching a reincarnation intensive. meet past life guides and discover your hidden histories. So that's going to be a very interesting class. There's lots of people who come and ask about reincarnation. And then for those of you who are interested in Reiki, which of course is a form of healing, spiritual healing, that is an annual tradition to be taught before the camp opens by Teresa Schaefer. And interestingly enough, it used to be taught by her mom, Jan, and it is now in the capable hands of Teresa. And so the tradition continues. That is May 30th. And then we have a two-parter in June, the Sanctuary Tibetan Singing Bowl Sound Meditation class and then concert. So there's the class is during the day, 2 to 5, and then the concert is 7 to 9. And you can do both together or you can do them just individually. So that's good. And then the following day, and this isn't listed yet, but June 13th, there's going to be a business open house, which is great. So you'll have an opportunity if you've ever wanted to just go through and see the place. The residents are invited to do like yard sales and different things. The mediums, of course, are working pretty much year round. But for those that are going to be in town, many of whom would be are opening early for this. They will, so that'll be around. And then you can do a business hop. You can go from business to business and get a punch card and, you know, check out the different places to stay and different places to eat. And, you know, there'll be some prizes, rewards, that sort of thing. And we're also calling that our retreat day. So we've got several things in the works for that. And I will tell you about that next time. But I'm going to make you tune into my show again. How about that? So coming up in future editions. Probably should have set a timer because I don't know how far in we are. But I want to get down to talking to you about, of course, spiritual topics and not just what's coming up. So I was thinking over the course of the week what I was going to be talking about with you all today and what I'm hearing from people, because that's generally what I base the show on, what I'm hearing from people. Is that we're at this sort of end of winter burnout season. You know, we just had a little holiday. We don't have another one for a while. You know, people are kind of like, I don't have a lot to look forward to. Easter's too far away, that sort of thing. And by the way, most spiritualists do not celebrate Easter as a religious holiday for us because, there are Christian spiritualists. And in fact, I just came across a very good book, which I'm going to try and invite the author on in the future, but it's called Becoming, How I Became a Christian Spiritualist, which I thought was very interesting. But by and large, you know, because you have your subsections within the philosophy, most spiritualists do not believe in what is referred to as vicarious atonement. And that is a $10 word, $10 phrase, I guess. There's more than one word, $5 a piece, right? That means we don't believe in a savior. We believe in the Christ consciousness. Most of us recognize various enlightened figures throughout history who taught about love and patience and forgiveness and healing and all of these things. So Christ consciousness, we separate from a physical person. So we don't actually believe in a necessity for salvation. And that doesn't, you know, so we believe in an afterlife. We believe in an intelligent creator and a soul, and personal responsibility and natural law, trying to be in tune with the universe and what we need to be and sort of the best versions of ourselves. And compassion, which we, you know, we share with the rest of the world. So on that note, I wanted to, and you know, I would have talked to you about this before Valentine's Day, but let's talk just a minute about loving ourselves and loving each other, because I think you know, one of the big things in this life is that we try to be selfless, because we think that that is very loving behavior. And in many ways and in many times, it absolutely is. But you can get to the point of that where you are so busy that you are not developing yourself. So productivity is good, but productivity in a way that zaps you of all energy in order to grow, maybe not so helpful, maybe not as useful as other things. And that is something that we have to bear in mind. I think that as we move into spring, of course, we're on what, second or third winter up in these parts by now, where we, you know, try to fool ourselves into believing that that spring is here when it would clearly be about a month and a half early. I go through this every year, and I'm always disappointed. I always want the groundhog to be right. it's not his fault, really. How much meteorological training does a rodent get? Probably not much. Anyway. So, back to talking about selflessness and compassion and love, because these are three very big things. And in February, of course, is still the month of love. And, you know, whether that is romantic love, whether that is parent-child, whether that is love of community, you know, we have to examine. I always say you can have the same value system as someone, but mean different things by those phrases. So you have to define your phrases, right? So when somebody says to me, well, I believe in X, or I believe, I don't like the idea of why, my follow-up question when I'm in, you know, being present, which is a good thing, and I try to do that, is what does that mean to you? And so I would encourage you to sit down and kind of contemplate what is compassion to you? What is love to you? What does it mean to be of a selfless nature? There are people who nurture plants. There are people who nurture relationships, community, romantic relationships is actually what I meant by that, by the way. Family relationships. They have projects, they have, you know, they may nurture where they're working. And that is, you know, that service they provide, they're doing that out of love and loving kindness, as it were, to borrow a phrase. And, you know, however you're doing things, or if your purpose, I mean to say, your intention, is to be loving, is to be kind, is to be compassionate, I don't think that you can be in the wrong. But then we have to take into account all of these kind of moralistic standpoints, right? Because you can, if somebody gets into a cycle where what loving energy means to them is actually self-destructive, or destructive towards someone else, then maybe we need to take a minute and redefine. There is nothing wrong with that. Energetic spring cleaning, and do it early and do it often. at least twice a season, right? So, you know, these are things that we have to take into consideration. And, you know, I find that there are so many people who get to this point at this time of year where they are overloaded, they are mentally exhausted, they are physically exhausted, you know, they are having a hard time in keeping up with the demands that they have put on themselves. Sometimes they have the option to put some stuff away, put it down, get other people engaged and involved and you know, that sort of thing. If we are taking away somebody's opportunity for personal responsibility, that the intention may be loving, but the execution may need a little bit of work, right? So that's something that we have to look at also. You know, these are, every day history is being created. Every day we have an opportunity to go, you know what, we've been doing this for, you know, millennia, or it feels like millennia, or days or weeks or months or whatever, and it's not working anymore. So let's try something different, okay? And every time we do that and we course correct, our energy goes out there into the universe, and the universe goes, okay, this is what we've got to respond to now. Things are changing up. Okay. So it's not too late. And you know, I hear people say to me all the time, you know, whether it's a client in their 20s or their 30s or their 50s or their 80s, well, it's too late for me to change now. It would be too hard. Well, it's going to be harder in a year. It's going to be harder in 2 years, you know? And I think that sometimes people try to prove themselves through grand gestures. They try to wait until it's all, they're right at the end, or, you know, I was, forgive me for this, or not, actually, because I think a lot of people will understand. Sometimes when I'm watching TV, and since I was in college, you know, I am one of these people who has a love of the Golden Girls in reruns. my generation feels about the Golden Girls like the youngest generation feels like Sex and the City. They're watching it for the first time on DVD. And it's just a phenomena, right? It's just different. And to see kind of how things were at that time and how progressive that show was. But I was watching an episode, and the girls were always looking to improve themselves. So whether it was an episode where Rose was going back to high school in her 60s, or, you know, I mean, they had things that the plot line wasn't exactly sequential, right? Where, you know, they would change things up, or didn't quite totally make sense with the storyline as it had been before. But, you know, it showed people that there's always room for growth. And when you put your love and your nurturing into what you value, in their case, it was like what I would refer to as family of the heart, adopted family, chosen family. They chose each other. Or, you know, if you value relationships, you know, they were, I love that show, but, you know, I watch it and sometimes I'm a little shocked about how they treated each other. they didn't treat each other in a very loving manner. So they had a value of friendship, they had a value of family, chosen family. But the way in which they communicated, because it's TV, was meant to show some conflict, right? Because that makes good TV. But they dealt with scenarios of starting over all the time. And, you know, it shows you also that they were willing to put their time and energy, invest in what they loved. They all had little community groups that they did, you know, whether it was like the Elvis fan club or volunteering at a museum. You know, for someone like myself, I value continued growth, right? So that's why I like libraries. That's why I have no problem writing out my check with school taxes. That's why I volunteer here in my own community. You know, these are things that if you value it, put your energy into what you value, right? And the universe will respond by going, yes, this is a benefit. And we will match that energy. But it doesn't mean, this is the thing that I was taking you back to, about the Christ consciousness. You can have the Christ consciousness without the concept of, you know, crucifixion, right? Without martyrdom. That is not a loving thing towards yourself or anybody else for that matter, because what it does is hold everybody kind of hostage in a way. You know, if you need everybody to be super reliant on you, if you need everybody to, you know, because you're under so much pressure, everybody has to just move out of the way, and everybody handles stress differently. But in a situation like that, that is not loving behavior. That is not compassionate behavior. So I think sometimes that we take on so much that we forget that we can say to the universe, okay, I value this. Now match that energy with somebody else who values that. You know, we are at a place in time which happens every, you know, couple hundred years or whatever, thousands of years, you know. Sometimes big, sometimes small. Think about the 60s and all of the social revolution then. Think about the 20s and all of the social revolution then. You know, so maybe we're slightly past due, but we're getting to a point where, you know, we have to start to redefine our value system within ourselves. Start with yourself and define it, really define it. And then lend that towards the larger community as a whole, because being on this plane of existence, that's, you know, we're all family. We're all, you know, it's the brotherhood of man. It becomes a very, very necessary thing, because you are, again, we are making history every day. So the energy that you are producing now, whether you recognize it or not, is going into the collective. That does not mean that we fall into false positivity, where we get into this headspace of, oh, you can't ever think a negative thing, or you can't ever say something, you know, just in case it's deemed negative. That's silly. And it's shallow spirituality, because it becomes a version of superstition rather than, you know, okay, I have this and I don't know how to work around it. And so I'm not gonna, you know, surrender it and then do your part, okay? Because that's the other part of that. And know that as you are building energy, you know, and you're recognizing what you're able to do, and that life energy is finding you, that it means that You are absolutely on the right path. So, you know, for anybody who is feeling uninspired, who is feeling run down, who is feeling as though they're in a kind of no-win situation, give yourself a pat on the back, even if you have to live minute by minute, 10-minute increments, 20-minute increments, hour increments, one day at a time. You know, I don't think it's wise for anybody to live 1 month at a time. you know, that's a little more difficult, unless you happen to be a Time Lord, in which case I am available for traveling purposes. Come pick me up. bad days. I should have brought my TARDIS mug with me on the air today. one of my favorites. But we all have this chance to start by defining what is love and giving that to ourselves, and then using that energy to move forward and nurture what is important to us around us, even if that is a house plant. You know, it is not wasted energy. And if you get to a place where you can give yourself a little space and you can reward yourself because you took care of your stuff without taking care of, you know, before you got so run down that you couldn't, give yourself credit for that. And know that the universe is conspiring in your favor. And when you have that attitude and you're doing your part, that you will be able to more clearly see the blessings in your life, and more easily be a blessing to yourself. So I hope that helped a little bit. I hope you're having a fabulous Thursday morning, and anytime you are you know, in the mood to sit and take stock, you know, I hope that you are find a place where you can reconnect with that soul energy of loving oneself. I think that's everything I have for today. So until next time, I am wishing you a good day and goodbye. And by the way, if you have topics that you were just aching for me to talk about, please do write in on my Facebook page or email me. My information can be found through the Lily Yale Assembly site under Registered Media. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.